Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel again. This video is about the Ballymena riots. So Ballymena is a town in Northern Ireland. Unfortunately, it's been in the media in the last few days for all the wrong reasons. So there it is in County Armagh, just a bit north of Belfast. So there's an allegation of a sex crime. And because of the nationality of the alleged malefactor, some knuckle draggers have blamed the whole ethnic group, said that they're to do with this. So there's been a week of wild disorder. So obviously we don't know, was it was a sexual assault committed or not. I'm quite willing to believe that it was, but obviously it remains unproven. And if the crime was committed, who committed it? Obviously we don't know. Everyone has the right to be presumed innocent until proven otherwise, regardless of ethnicity. So some people are blaming refugees in general, and that's obviously detestable because it's someone from abroad who's not from Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland or Great Britain who was the alleged perpetrator. So whoever committed this crime is one person, is an individual. The whole ethnic group is not guilty. If someone of my ethnicity commits a crime, then I'm not to be blamed for it. So this is guilt by association. So imagine if somebody of your group, however you define that, your sex, your sexual orientation, your religious denomination, your ethnicity, your nationality, whatever, if he or she commits an abominable crime, you shouldn't be penalized for it, should you? Justice is individual, rather than saying, well, you didn't do it yourself, but someone else who falls into whatever category did it. What if we'd done the basis of people born the same day of the week as you, or the same star sign, or something preposterous like that? Or if you're right-handed, is all right-handed people are to blame? This is ridiculous. It's got nothing to do with it. And so there've been these riots, and people have been blaming refugees in general. And it all goes back to Friday night. There were several nights of violence that spread to Portadown and so on. The police service of Northern Ireland were required to call out their water cannon. And there were disgraceful scenes, attempted murders of the police officers, petrol bombs thrown, fireworks, masonry bricks and bottles. And the PSNI is incredibly restrained and humane. I just saw a video today of a police chief somewhere in the United States saying, and if you throw, you know, a bottle or a petrol bomb at us, we will shoot you dead. If you point a gun at us, we will shoot you dead instantly without warning. And now, I mean, I do have some sympathy for that. I'd far rather that violent criminals got killed than police officers. It'd be better if nobody got killed whatsoever. So you can see just how restrained the PSNI is, hardly ever even acting even in self-defense. But there's been good pushback against this racialism. And I hope that those monsters who tried to murder the police, I hope they get caught and get life sentences. Terrible. All goes back to Monday. There was a demonstration in Ballymena. Two boys were arraigned before Coleraine Magistrates Court, accused of a sexual assault on a girl. And I mean, I won't say the language that was used or the nationality involved. It doesn't matter which nationality it was. Okay, no one should be blamed because of his or her nationality. I don't care if they're Nigerian or Bolivian or Cambodian or Tajik or French or whatever, or Bulgarian or Hungarian, you know, is individuals can be guilty. The whole nationality cannot. So don't blame the whole nationality. But later on Monday, that's when there was an outbreak of violence, people setting up barricades, attacking various properties along a certain street, Clonavon Avenue, people wearing masks and so on, the petrol bombs thrown at the police. Wait a second, but nobody said the police committed this crime. So this is terrorism yet again. So it infuriates me that people commit these terrible crimes and get away with it. It also infuriates me when violent crime is taking place, so severe, the police will then waste their time harassing right-wingers for expressing their views. Non-crime hate incidents, so-called hate incidents, which are not even against the law. And the police won't chase up attempted murder. And so it's gone. So anyway, there's more rioting on in Ballymena. People's windows were smashed and stuff like that. So people of certain ethnic minority communities feel very, very unsafe there, leaving the town. And it spread to Larne, which is not far away on the coast of County Antrim. So some masked feral youths attacking a leisure centre and burning it down. So so some people have been sheltering there because they felt so unsafe in their street. But the Police Scotland was obliged to send officers to assist their brothers and sisters in Northern Ireland in keeping the public safe. So racialism, it really is monstrous. You know, what if it was my ethnic group that was targeted? This is, you know, redolent of the darkest days of the Troubles. It's just nauseating. So 400 people gathered in Portadown, County Armagh, well known for the Drumcree standoff in the 1990s. 400 protest. Okay, and protest is entirely lawful and honourable. Don't object to that, even though I'm totally against the cause they're demonstrating about. But then some people then attacked the police. Now, a family's house in Coleraine was burnt down. Their three children, 40 of the children got out. Attempt to murder little kids. Wow. And to think that the bigots and the racists, they claim this is child protection, and yet some of them tried to murder three children and so on. So the police have been using the water cannon to good effect because you can soak the person, knock him or her over. They're cold, they're wet, they're dripping, they just want to get out of there. Their energy is sapped, they're demoralized, they're not going to cause more trouble and without causing many significant injury. So suspects they want to arrest. Anyway, there's also been violence in Newton Abbey, in Derry, in Newry, in Belfast, and so on. Car set on fire. So shameful scenes. Not the least act of violence is justified by this, but fortunately, pushback, anti-racialism demonstrations. Now, some people have gone to say, you know, refugees welcome. Now, I'm completely against racialism. I'm against sexual assault as well. But no, I don't have to say refugees welcome. Okay, got to be treated humanely, but I'm not encouraging more illegal immigration. Almost all refugees come illegally and then claim asylum. You could come legally on a tourist visa or whatever, or a business visa, student visa, and then claim asylum, and so on. But some people who learn English foreign language are not going out because they're too frightened because of what has happened. So it's terrible what is what's going on. So anyway, stop racialism. And yeah, we've got no idea whether these two teenagers are guilty of the crime or not. And if they are, it's just them, not their whole nationality. How is that logical if someone commits a crime, his whole group are somehow blameworthy? Is preposterous. It's completely illogical, and that's the sort of bigoted, categorical thinking, bracketing them together. They're all the same. They're all bad. So people are cognitive misers. They try to think as little as possible, and the connotations. This group is smart or stupid or good or evil or allied or an enemy or whatever, or they're good at this or they're bad at this, or they like this and they like that. And it's not like that. It's far more complicated. So it's the what's this delusion called? An imagined community. Just because you're the same nationality as someone, you don't necessarily have that much in common. I might have a lot in common with a Chinese person, but not a lot in common with a fellow Irishman or something like that. I might have nothing in common with a fellow Briton, but an awful lot in common with someone who's Uruguayan or something like that. So nationality is overrated in its importance. Anyway, stop bigotry. Please tell the P police service in Northern Ireland if you know anything about these crimes, and let's get these absolute villains put away for decades. Goodbye.